The following program was previously recorded and is sponsored by Danny Yamashiro Ministries. This is 99.5 The Word.
Aloha and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Lani Ka'a'a.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose, offering perspectives of hope through Jesus Christ. How does God turn a boy who attempted suicide into a man who gives himself to the purposes of God, promoting the work of the Lord in others and creating platforms for people to tell their stories? Now, this is the remarkable testimony of Ron Myers. We pause here at the beginning of our show, as we typically do, to remind you the reason we have the Good Life radio program, well, is to lead you, dear friend, closer and closer to our Lord Jesus Christ, for you to know or get to know or get closer to the one who loves you so much, so much. He died on the cross for your sins. He shed his blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And today, the living Christ, who has touched the heart of Ron Myers, is reaching out to you, calling you. Would you turn to him? Would you open up your heart and receive Jesus as your Savior and Lord? Dear friend, that's our prayer. That's our hope in Christ. Ron Myers is the president of thepromoter.org of Ron Myers Ministries. He's married to Karen. Ron, welcome to our show.
Hello, Danny. How are you? How are you?
Well, we're very well, and we're glad that you're with us today. It was such a blessing to meet you in Dallas, or should I say Grapevine, Texas, at the NRB convention. Ron, thanks for being with us. Tell us, Ron, where did...
It's so nice to be with you.
Ron, where did you grow up?
I grew up in the Midwest, Iowa, a little town. Well, not really a little town. It's called Cedar Rapids. And nice place to live. I just, as a child, but I just don't live there now. I like the South.
Who would you say, Ron, influenced you most in your growing up years?
Well, that's really hard to say, Danny, because I really didn't have a lot of influencers in my life. I did have a lot of people that seemed to think I was a little strange and a little odd because I was the dreamer in the family. So I think it was just really this, I was to a Catholic school, and I did know a little bit about Jesus, so I guess the greatest influencer was just that really non-understanding, because I was so young, but I knew Jesus loved me and Jesus I could go to with all the troubles I had as a child.
You wrote in your book, The Promoter, something you just said. You write about being a dreamer. How did that part of you emerge, and where did it lead?
Well, I just saw so many people in my family. Some were farmers, some worked in factories, and I saw how hard they worked, and I just always had this dream that I wanted to do something in this world. I wanted to make my mark in this world. I wanted to do something that would have a positive impact in people's lives. And even really at that young age, it's hard to grasp now when I look back at that age. Where did that come from? How? I don't know why I was a dreamer, but there was no dreamers, no entrepreneurs, no inventors, nothing like that in my family. It was just hardworking, blue-collar individuals. But I'm older now. I look back. The hand of God must have been just there directing me to my destiny, to my purpose.
Ron, there in the Midwest, in Iowa, something happened in a closet.
I shared that in the book, and I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but it was a day that I just really, I was tired of it. I was tired of all the nonsense from my parents that I was nothing but trouble, and I would never amount to anything, and I just seemed to always get into trouble, and so I wanted to end my life. And I put this little belt around my neck and then put it on the rod in my clothes closet. And I fell off, I pushed myself off a little stool. But the only thing that happened was the clothes rod fell on top of my head. And I sat there a minute and thinking, boy, what a failure. But then within that split second, I just heard this beautiful, still, small voice, something just echo inside me that says, don't hurt yourself, I've got a plan for you. And that day on, I never wanted to hurt myself again, because I knew that God was sending me a message, and I knew that I had a plan for my life. So from age 11 to now, I've been in constant search for what that purpose in my life is.
So that was that happened when you were 11?
Yeah, 11 years old. And it was the worst day of my life, became the best day of my life. And only through the grace of God and my trusting Him to lead me to the land of my destiny.
Ron, we hear more and more, and maybe it's because of the prominence of social media, but we hear more and more of young people, children even, who are taking such drastic measures. A word to them, to someone that might be listening, maybe along with their parent, or somehow maybe came across this show or is listening at this very moment?
Well, I think, Danny, one of the most important things that I tell people, young people, and really all ages, is this, is that we have to understand our identity. We have to understand that we are not who the world tells we are, who tells us who we are. We're not even who our parents tell us who we are. We are who God says we are, and we are uniquely and wonderfully made in the image of God, with one fingerprint, one voice print that proves that we are an original. We are not a copy. And when we can take a hold of that identity and understand that, you know what, I may have all kinds of nonsense going on in my life. People may not like me. My boss may not like me. People may not understand me. But the God of the universe created me with a specific plan and purpose, and I'm going to discover that. I always say, Danny, to groups of people when I speak to them, there are two, in my opinion, there are two important days in our life. The most important days is the day we were born and the day we discover why we were born. If more of us knew that we have a purpose, we have a plan, then in those times when we, you know, are having troubles and we may think of bad thoughts, we can hold on to that promise that God says, no, He will never leave me. He will never forsake me. He's holding me in the palm of His hands now while I'm going through all this nonsense in my life, and I will trust God to lead me to my plan. A lot of people are lonely right now, Danny, because they are alone. Even though some may profess to believe in God, they don't actually feel the the tangible presence of God within them. They don't feel the joy in their heart. They don't have that peace that surpasses understanding. But we have to really grasp how big a plan that God has for each of us. And when we really, truly do that, we get a new excitement about life. Life gets to be fun, and all of a sudden, we see a light at the end of the tunnel. Remember, we can never have a testimony if we don't have the test first. And sometimes the tests we go through are very, very, they're tough, they're hard. We want to quit, we want to give up, but we can never quit and we can never give up because our faith in God will see us through. I know that's a long answer to the question you had, and I hope it makes sense to you. I kind of get a little excited once in a while when I talk about this because I don't want to see anybody. I hope I never hear of any more friends or anybody that I know that has taken a life, and I have known people that have taken their life, and it's so sad.
You speak with a passion, a fire. That wells up in your bones, as it were. We've got, maybe you can get us started. Let's just start with this. How did you become a believer in Jesus Christ?
Well, what happened was, as I said earlier, Danny, I grew up in Catholic school. So I always knew about Jesus. I even had a picture of Jesus on my office wall. I had a little picture of Jesus in my pocket. The thing is that I had never been taught about developing a relationship with Jesus Christ. And so Jesus, to me, in a young age, even though I knew him and I accepted him as my Lord and Savior, I never developed a relationship. It was more of the Santa Claus type Jesus. I would go to him every time I needed something. Well, about 20-some years ago, I got to the point to where I was really at the pinnacle of success in a production company. Things were going good. I was making money, but I was miserable inside. I just was miserable. I chased all the things that I thought would bring me happiness, hope, security, and empowerment, but it was all temporary. It was just an illusion that the devil threw in front of me. And one day I heard that voice, the voice that came to me at age 11, and in a hotel room in Atlanta, Georgia. And that voice says, "Now that I have your attention, Ron, if you will listen to me, I will show you your purpose, your destiny." So that was over 20 years ago. I made a total 180 degree, and I developed that relationship with Jesus, and now I am 100% Jesus freak nut. You know, I take Jesus with me to Walmart, to the grocery store, to the gym, to everywhere. You know, and I don't even put signs on. I don't wear Jesus shirts. I don't put stickers on my car. I always say, if people don't know I'm a Christian by my behavior or my conversation, well, I sure don't need to put a sticker on my shirt that says I love Jesus.
You're listening to Ron Myers. Ron Myers. And as you can tell, Ron does not hold back. He speaks clearly. He speaks with conviction. He speaks with fire. Yeah, like I said, fire and passion for the Lord and with a compassion for people. When we come back, we'll hear more from Ron sharing heart to heart with you here at the Good Life radio program. You know, after high school, Ron Myers enlisted in the Air Force. He was stationed at Keesler Air Force Base in Biloxi, Mississippi. 5 years later, he started Ron Myers Production Company. He's since promoted over 200 shows, festivals, fairs, concerts in the Gulf Coast area. But today he joins us here at the Good Life radio program, sharing again heart to heart with you. thepromoter.org. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me,
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arunaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
His web address says it all. It's called thepromoter.org. Again, thepromoter.org, and I'm speaking of Ron Myers. He embodies that. He's a promoter. Well, he's a promoter of Jesus and of stories that speak of Jesus and the work of Jesus and the lives of so many precious people. He was a promoter for other events. He's continued to do so, but there has been, if I may say so, a kind of evolution in his life, and by the grace of God, working through and in him. Ron Myers, thepromoter.org. Ron, C.S. Lewis wrote, "Pain insists upon being attended to. God whispers to us in our pleasures, speaks in our consciences, but shouts in our pains. It is his megaphone to rouse a deaf world." Ron Myers, when you hear that quote, what stirs up in your heart?
Well, Danny, what stirs up in my heart is that pain is the opportunity to have a connection with God and have experiences in your life that can only come through the pain. Nobody seeks God. Nobody seeks a change in their life when there isn't pain. But pain is the thing that if we embrace the pain in our life, and I'm not saying we enjoy it, but we say, Lord, I know I'm going to learn something out of this. I'm going to go through this with you. You will be my strength, and I'll open my ears to hear your spiritual wisdom, open my eyes to see what you want me to see. And then what I discovered, Danny, is that God starts taking that pain and starts turning it into a purpose. Because when we go from the pain to the purpose, and then we start having that passion for life again, then all of a sudden we all become a promoter, sometimes without even saying a word, but people will notice, well, something's different with you. You were miserable about a month ago, now you're happy, and it opens the doorway for us to share why we have hope, how we turned our pain into a purpose. And this is the greatest time, I believe, for any believer anywhere in the world. The world is getting darker. Our light is getting brighter. And that light is the only thing that will conquer darkness, will destroy darkness, and begin to ease the pain to turn it into a purpose in our life. And one day, that pain, that the very pain that we had, becomes our testimony to who Jesus is. It validates his love, his mercy, his forgiveness, because what better way for people to believe in Jesus when they hear it from somebody that went through just all kinds of hell in their life, but through the grace of God, he pulled them through and he's brought them up to a place in life to where their influence and their passion and their just newfound joy opens the door for more people to find out who this Jesus is that we get excited about.
Mm. Ron, I can totally relate to what you're talking about. I want to take us a little deeper into those pains, because there's a listener out there, I believe, that is, like this quote says, maybe deaf to the pain right now. And at some point, as you were going through your very successful life in somewhat of a deaf moment, what changed that opened your ears that brought about the pain that allowed you to hear the voice of the Lord?
I think it was desperation. Mm. I was desperate. I had to hear something. It was either really with me, and I'm sure maybe to a listener out there that can relate to this, mm-hmm. is it was either life or death. I needed to hear something, or I could care less if I was even alive.
Mm.
And that's where I crossed that threshold to where even if it was a glimmer of hope, something stirred in me, something that just, I knew that it was bigger than a feeling or just a quick rush or something that I did or saw. It was something I could feel inside, which I believed, and I know it is to this day, it was God.
Mm-hmm.
It was like he was saying, hey, listen, hang on. I'm there with you. And right now, telling that to some listener out there. I know it all looks dark out there. It looks dark. It looks like there's no hope. It doesn't look like there's any future. But God is the one that holds the future. And this is the time when we have to trust him with all of our heart, mind, and soul. And just say, even if we don't like it, just be open and honest to God. And say, you know, I don't like this. I don't like how I'm feeling. But I'm going to lay at your feet. I'm going to let you touch me and reveal yourself to me right now, Jesus, because my life depends on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I found when we're just open and honest and we just take down all those walls, throw the mask off, and just become transparent with God, boy, does he like to show up.
Mm-hmm.
And not only does he like to show up, he likes to show off. And then all of a sudden, things just start changing in our life. We just start, hope starts coming alive. We start becoming optimistic. And it's also important when we go through things like this that we read the Bible. We get in the Word. It's a living Word. We pray. And we kind of limit ourselves. We guard our heart. We limit of, you know, who we talk to and who we do things. Because it's a very crucial time in our life. So we have to really protect what we read and what we see.
Mm-hmm.
and even how we pray. Yeah. And God, He'll take care of the rest.
Wow. What are the, some of the, as you walked through that season, as you received the Lord, as you heard His voice, what are some of the miracles, the changes, the things the Lord did in your life through that difficult period?
Well, I think one of the most startling, actually, was when all of a sudden I started looking a lot at people that I really did not like, and I just really judged them. I prejudged them, and all of a sudden I started seeing people in a whole different light. All of a sudden, it's like I had the eyes of Jesus. I could look at them, and you could look past their looks, and you could almost sense the hurt or what they were going through, and you would have compassion for them. So then when you engaged in a conversation with them, it wasn't an attitude of like, well, I'll show them a thing or two. It was like, hey, man, you okay? Mm-hmm. I mean, I just feel God is leading me to pray for you. And do you know how many doors that's just open? And they said, well, how would you know? I said, well, you know, I feel the Lord is trying to tell you something, and so I want to help you. And so once you start getting in tune, it's like, I think your radio station, you said, I heard the commercial, is it 99.5?
It is.
Okay, so see, if you go to 99.4, you can't get it. If you go to 99.6, you can't tune into you. But if you go to 99.5, it's there. And see, that's the thing with God. A lot of us are trying to tune in God, and we're just off just one little teeny frequency, just one little notch. But we got to be in tune with God. When we're in tune with God, we hear from heaven. We hear from the throne room of God. We get to see the things that He needs to see. Yeah. But it's so important that we stay in tune.
So good. Such a good word, Ron. Such a good word. So your promotion business became or transitioned to a ministry, to Ron Meyer's ministry, or do you have both still?
What is going on there? Let me make sure. It's Lonnie.
Yes, your name? Lonnie.
Okay, Lonnie. Lonnie. It was. I got out of the Air Force, and I just wanted to live in a dream. So I just started promoting little flea markets, little fairs, and then festivals, and then soon it got into mud wrestling, and then I even was doing swimsuit calendars and bikinis.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And all kinds of crazy things. And I found that the more I did wild and crazy and little risque things, the more money I would make. So I'm doing that. But at the same time, like I said earlier in the show, I had my little picture of Jesus on my wall. Mm. And I said, well, you know, as long as I, you know, still talk to Jesus once in a while, I'm okay. But it wasn't okay, because as I started just building up and up and up myself, it was all about, you know, I was an egomaniac. The emptier I got, and that's when that point of desperation that I just said, Lord, I don't understand this. And that's when He said, it's time now to listen to me. I'll show you your destiny. You're still going to be a promoter, Ron, but now you're going to promote me.
Wow, that is so good. I'm going to use the gifts I've given you for good.
Exactly. So, you know, on one day I had a service in this little warehouse, and I told the audience that I said, I don't know why it took me 40 years to wake up and smell the Holy Spirit. And I had a gentleman come up afterwards, Lonnie, and really said some wisdom to me. He said, Ron, don't you remember that God used Moses in the palaces of Pharaoh for 40 years before He called him out into the world? That sometimes God has to put us out in the desert and in those rough areas, because He's training us as we walk over into the promised land.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm still using the skills that I learned in the world. But now I'm taking what the enemy meant for bad, and I'm using it for good.
Amen. Ron, we're going to take a break, and I just love that gem of wisdom. You know, somebody in our audience today, they know the Lord. The Lord is calling you, but you're afraid you're going to lose everything. because you're going to step away from what has been your identity for so long, what you woke up to, what you believe that is the only thing that keeps you worthy and valuable in this world. But the Lord has something more for you. He's not going to waste every gift and talent that he has groomed in you, but he will use it for good. Ron Myers is a perfect example of that. We're going to talk more about how God took the promoter of things in this world and changed him to a promoter of Jesus Christ, what is good, what is true, what is righteous, what is holy, what is pure. God wants that for all of us. He's going to take every gift, everything you've ever had, everything you've learned, and change it if you'll allow him, as Ron Myers did. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Yamashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Yamashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Yeah, so it was in 1998, Ron Myers gave his life to Jesus and began Ron Myers Ministry. With the vision to empower, encourage, and inspire others to discover their God-given destiny. Sounds familiar. His podcasts are available at thepromoter.org. Again, thepromoter.org. And as Lonnie was saying before the break, sometimes we feel a little bit reserved. We hold back because we don't want to give it all to God, because we're not so quite so sure what the Lord God will do with it. It reminds me of a quote from Jim Elliot, that Wheaton College graduate, missionary to the Waorani people of Ecuador, where he was martyred. But Jim Elliot wrote, "He is no fool who gives up what he cannot keep to gain that which he cannot lose." And I see our man Ron Myers has done just that. You can find out more at Ron Myers, thepromoter.org. Hey, maybe you're tuning in right now or caught the tail end of the last segment. You can get this program in its entirety as a gift, free podcast. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Ron, when were you inspired to write the book, your autobiography, The Promoter?
I was really, as I the ministry started developing after 1998-99, and it was really, I was doing things that I never knew I could do, and all the things that I thought I would do, I wasn't doing them. That was kind of what you spoke about a minute ago. When we give it all to God, He just puts us back on that potter's wheel, and as long as we will sit still, He'll turn us into something we never even knew we could be. And He has to be that way, because we can never get to where He needs us to be without Him. It's absolutely impossible. So all of a sudden, I was put in positions and little ministries, outreaches, and touching people, and with prayer and healing, and I just felt I need to document this stuff. And I don't know, I just said that as a promoter, and I like to promote other people and other people that are doing things for God. There's so much out there for each of us, and I guess really, when I wanted to put it into a story, is that, you know, people need to know that an ordinary guy, a guy with issues, a guy that thought his life was all screwed up, a guy that just was a mess, could turn everything over to God, and God take that mess and turn it into something that, you know, has benefit to advancing the kingdom of God. So I started putting the book down, or putting things down in writing, and then it was a few years ago, I took my dad home. My dad was down here visiting anyway. I had he went into a nursing home, and when he passed away, I had to take him back to Iowa to be placed at rest. And on the way home from Iowa back down here, I just felt the Holy Spirit say, it's time to get that book out and get the story. And then at the same time, as you said earlier, talking about the podcast, I try to help everybody get their story out. Because Danny, Lonnie, we all have it. Everybody's got a story.
Absolutely.
We've got a story. Mm-hmm. We just have to share it.
Mm-hmm.
Just tell somebody. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to be a big story. A lot of the people that I give a platform to, they don't speak in church. They don't have songs on the radio. They don't have a glamorous life. But boy, do they have a story, what Jesus did for them. And I think God is raising people right now all over the world, right there in Hawaii, people that you would least expect to be used for God. Those are the ones that He just really loves to do something special with. And He likes to take the ones that the world has given up on. I call us, I say the misfits, you know, like Santa Claus had the little misfit island for all the misfit toys. Well, there's a lot of misfit toys in this world. And God is saying, you know what? You may be misfit in the world's definition, but let me mold you, let me shape you, and you're going to be out there and you're going to show the world what God can do if we will let Him mold us into what He created us to be.
Amen. Ron, so well said. I want to know so much more about your book, and definitely we'll dive into it. I'm sure we can all get it at thepromoter.org. Is that correct?
Yes, I send it out. In fact, I just send it out. The story's important. It's no cost. I would be happy to send it.
That's awesome.
And, you know, and if it encourages someone and inspires someone and blesses someone to read this story, which I hope it does, that's the whole point it was written, then it's worth to just get it in their hands, because there are some new ministries that are going to start in Hawaii. Yeah. There's new ministries starting all over the world right now, and it's people... I always say, Lonnie and Danny, it's like I'm the little fire starter. I'm the promoter, but I try to ignite that little spark inside each individual, that God spark, and then God will take care of the rest if they'll just trust Him to turn them into a roaring fire for God.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if He did it for me, and I didn't, and I just did it by trial and error. I didn't go to school or, you know, seminary or anything. I was just out there, and everything I read in the Bible, I believed it. And man, when you start believing what you read, it starts transforming you. It changes how you see things, how you believe things. Mm-hmm. And pretty soon you are walking with faith. You have the faith as small as a mustard seed. And when you pray for someone, you believe that prayer will be answered. And that can only come through the power of the Holy Spirit that we believers have inside of us.
Mm-hmm. Ron, I hear you say over and over again, but way back in the beginning of this segment, you said something that absolutely caught my attention, and I've heard you say it a few times since, or something like it. You said, as long as we will sit still on the potter's wheel. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh, that'll preach. what do you mean in that? I mean, that's such a great soundbite, but what is that?
Okay, imagine this. Everybody out there has probably seen pottery on a potter's wheel. Now, that clay is sitting on that wheel. That clay cannot talk and tell the person that's molding that piece, hey, I don't like this, I don't like that. No, the clay sits there, doesn't say a word, and the creator of that piece is molding it in to the piece that is exactly perfect for the skills, talents, abilities, and everything that we possess. So as long as we sit still and we don't say, well, God, I think I got blonde hair. I want dark hair. I want blue eyes. I don't want brown eyes. I want a sense of humor. No, God created us just how we are now. We're just perfect. Just sit still. Let him do his little thing. And then when we emerge, wow, we become the hands and feet of Jesus. And that's what the world is so desperate for right now. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, the world does a lot better marketing the cure for pain through alcohol and drugs than what we do as Christians. If we could do a better job of understanding, of relaying, I guess, the message to people that the greatest pain, what is it, pain taker away, I guess, if that's even a word, it's through Jesus. Mm-hmm. And I know, I've been there, I've done it. I've got the t-shirt, I've got the scars, mm-hmm. but he turns them, you know, he turns the scars into stars.
Yeah, so true, Ron. Ron, your words are so valuable. We're going to come back for our final segment and just talk more about your book and hear more gems of wisdom that you've picked up through your journey and your testimony with the Lord. Sit still on the potter's wheel. What a gem of a word. Friends, are you on the potter's wheel? Maybe you need to get on the potter's wheel. And when you do, or if you are you arguing? Are you resisting? Let go. Let go. Let the potter shape you as only the potter can, a unique, special, and perfect work of art that can be shared with others to change the world. Let go, get on the wheel, sit still. We'll be right back with Ron Myers, thepromoter.org.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Lani Ka'a here in studio with Danny Yamashiro, co-hosting The Good Life Radio. We're here today with Ron Myers, the author of a children's book entitled Little Johnny and the Voice of Truth, which encourages children to listen to the voice of God in their life. In 2020, very recently, Ron published his life story in the book The Promoter. We were talking about it a little before the break, Ron. You have a section in your book called Time to Open the Tackle Box with My Brand New Lures. How did God use that season of life to prepare what you are doing now?
Well, it was very interesting because I had said earlier, I'm doing things in life that I had no business doing. Well, I was at a Brownsville revival in Pensacola, Florida, huge revival, and that's where I was called up on stage, and I was given that word by Pastor Kilpatrick. God is getting ready to give you a brand new tackle box with brand new lures. Well, within about 3 weeks, I was sitting at lunch one day with a gentleman that knew me from the secular world who was running a Christian radio station. And he was looking for a gentleman. And I said, well, what do you need him for? He said, well, I need someone to fill in the as a volunteer in the afternoon with the radio show. And I said, I'll do it. And he said, he started laughing. He said, you never even been in radio. I said, well, I'll tell you what, I'll make you a deal. Let me be there for 2 weeks. And after 2 weeks, if I can't do it, get rid of me. Well, I was ended up there for over 10 years. I eventually became the radio station manager.
Wow.
And had an afternoon show for like 10 years, Discover Your Destiny. But it goes to show you that the word I got was just confirmation of what God was going to do to me, because that was a time in my life I was so hungry for God that I sat still on that potter's wheel and I said, it's your turn, Lord. I've done my things my way all this part, first half of my life. The second half, it's all for you. And then he puts me in radio, and it was an incredible, incredible, best job of my whole life.
Wow. I'm reflecting on my own journey to this position right here on the radio station. Ron, I know that you have had a wonderful, flourishing, and really purposeful ministry. How has the Lord helped you as you have grown your ministry, especially in difficult times? As we all know, ministries go in and out of challenge and basically spiritual warfare. How has He helped you?
And I'll tell you, the very good question. And the first half of my life as a secular promoter, everything you do is based on numbers. It's how many people you get through the gate, how many admission tickets you sell. Okay, it's hard to think like that when you come into the ministry, but here's what I've learned. Good. The most important thing, and it affects anybody right now that's doing ministry, that sometimes we can get so wrapped up in numbers that we think we have to have so many listeners, that we have to have so many people in attendance, we have to have so much of this and that, when we have to remember that Jesus left 99 for that one person that we speak to on the radio, the one person we meet at the store, that one person we talk to, That's the divine appointment. So when we can get away from numbers and understand that in God's economy, God's success is not based on numbers. He just wants that one that will give their heart. And if ministries would focus not to be the biggest, don't be the biggest, but hit that one person, I think you would see a lot of changes within ministries, because even now I see it in the secular, in the churches. I mean, they do everything they can to draw attendance. And they say, well, my church has this many people. My church has this many people. Maybe we need to focus just on that one person that just needs a heart transplant today because they're ready to give up on life.
Yeah, yeah. So true. Such a good word, Ron. When you were challenged with that, coming from that secular space and seeing the spreadsheets and the numbers and the success rates and the expansion numbers and the percentages, and you began to really grasp the truth you just spoke on, how do you measure now success in what you do?
I'm almost asked daily or every other day, how many people listen to your show? How many people go to your website? And I said, you know, I don't have a clue. And I don't care, because that's that one person. You know, the Colossians says, work at whatever you do as though you're working for the Lord rather than people. So when I set out to do a show, I set out to write a blog, or I set out to write a book, it's to speak to that one person, but to honor God. God, what can I say? You give me the words to reach that one person. And so we have to never forget our identity, that we are a child of God with a plan and a purpose. And what we're doing today could change tomorrow. We get on that wheel, all of a sudden, I didn't know I was supposed to go through this door and that. Well, that's what God does. But you just follow him through, and that builds a holy confidence in you. And soon you realize that, has like meeting Danny at that table in Dallas. I prayed before I walked in that door.
Wow.
Lord, who am I going to sit with tonight? You arrange where I sit. The Lord set me at that table to meet Danny. Mm. And when we have that mindset and understand that God is leading us each and every day to what we do, then we're open to see God opportunities in front of us.
Mm-hmm. Ron, what would you say to somebody in ministry right now that is going through that tough time for whatever reason? What would you say to them?
Well, if you're in ministry, I would say to that, you know, God needs you. God needs you so bad. But it's not a job. It's a calling. And you have to love what you do. You have to do what you love. You have to be excited about serving a God that gives us a million different chances every time we mess up. You have to get excited that when you see people like me that are a crazy, wild, fire-breathing Jesus guy, that you look at us and say, man, I can relate to that person. Mm-hmm. And that's what the ministry needs right now. And I do think that there's a lot of ministers that are, unfortunately, they're leaving. I know I've seen some that are leaving the ministry, but that's not bad if they don't have the passion, because God is also raising up a whole new generation that has a passion for God. This world needs to look at Christians and know that we have been changed by the love we have for one another, by the compassion, and by just being the hands and feet of Jesus. I hope that answer is
absolutely. Absolutely.
It's okay.
Yeah, absolutely, Ron. More than okay. Ron, we're just about out of time, but would you pray for those in having a tough time, whether they are trying to get on the potter's wheel, struggling to stay still, struggling to stay in the game of ministry, in the world? Would you pray?
Absolutely. I want everybody to know before I pray that just as walking in to that banquet in Dallas, asking the Lord to where I sit, that I asked the Lord, you put everybody who needs to hear a message from you listening to this wonderful radio broadcast. So everybody out there, before I pray, just remember, God has you tuned in. You didn't stumble on it by accident. You were there because God loves you, and he has heard your concerns and your worries, and he wants to speak to you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you. We thank you for this incredible program, Danny, Lonnie, as they just share the word of Jesus across the beautiful islands there in Hawaii. And Lord, we ask you right now to reach every listener that has a question, and that you divinely impart thoughts in their head, give them ideas, give them new thoughts. Let them understand and feel the peace that surpasses all understanding. Give them rest, Lord. Let them be able to sleep peaceful with them knowing that you are taking care of all their needs, all their concerns. And Lord, give them the strength and the desire to jump on that potter's wheel and inspire them and encourage them daily as they begin sharing themselves more and more with you, so you can turn them into the person they were created to be. This is the greatest time for any believer that will stand up, raise their hand, and just say, Lord, use me. So, Lord, use everyone that is listening, and we look forward to hear more stories and testimonies from people that were touched by this powerful, wonderful radio broadcast. In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen. Amen. Ron Myers, thank you so much for ministering to our precious listeners, for sharing your Amen. Time with us.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it immensely. Thank you so much, both of you.
Hope-filled words from Ron Myers, thepromoter.org. Dear friend, God's timing is perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, hey, we believe this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Would you do that? Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special video for you there. If you'd like to stand with us with your prayers or to help us with your financial support, make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. And I want to thank you in advance. Psalm 145, verse 4. One generation commends your works to another. They tell of your mighty acts. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Ron Myers, thepromoter.org. Until next time, along with my co-host and guest coordinator, Lonnie Ka'a, technical producer Chaz Ontai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.